learning. They took the first throw and it hit the guy in the feet, fortunately, and went out of bounds. But what did we learn from that? Nothing. We played it exactly the same way. Yeah. This time he had a little bit of a stronger throw, and it deflects off our man and goes into the back of the net. And it's just poor positioning and not understanding. And then they made some adjustments because I thought we really carried the midfield in the first 15, 20 minutes. And then they started to tuck in their two outside men centrally to really put three or four on our two central midfielders who liked to dribble. And now they were dribbling into the second defender and they were getting stripped of the ball, and hence they were in transition. And we needed to find width. And so we talked about that as well. So, you know, it's about not learning as we go and then paying the price, you know, 10 to 15 minute stretches of trying to recover and learn. And if I only had timeouts, then, you know, we might make adjustments, but we got to go back to the old way, 20 minute borders. But, you know, how can you argue? I mean, it's, you know, here they score the second one with 2 minutes left. The other night they score a penalty kick with 53 seconds. You know, against West Chicago, they score with 23 seconds. It's like, you know, but we have to take risks. I mean, we have to, I want to give them something, some sort of nugget to hang on to that, you know, that's positive. And we've got to take risks. We've got to go forward. And with George, has been out for three or four games with a concussion. And Danny now, you know, is banged up. And, you know, he's a central figure, having scored 14 goals. You know, that's hard. There's nobody to take the pressure off of him when he's a lone soldier out there. So when George returns, and he should be available by Thursday, against Wheaton Academy, and hopefully Danny, his knock isn't as serious as it looks at this point. And
which Danny?
Danny Burns. And then we might be at full. If we're at a full roster again, I think we figured it out, and I think we're, you know, there's a lot of positives that we can grow from and have learned from. So the experience.
I guess, as you said, what you've gone through has made toughened everybody up, and I imagine most of these teams are probably not that anxious to have to run into you because you're...
we're right there. Yeah, I think we're, you know, I would like to think we're being overlooked, but at the same time, we're not getting it done, and so with that, I can, you know, I can understand the feelings that are out there. But, and so we're trying to keep a positive camp. The campaign is still, we still got five games left, which is probably more than most teams, and that should give us a foot on getting some guys healthy and getting some momentum going into the playoffs. And we got Plainfield South, which is a good side, but that would certainly groom us for hopefully a showdown with Neuqua Valley. And and hopefully, you know, people are thinking what they're still thinking, and maybe they're sleeping a little, and we can put something together and get some luck running in our direction as well, and things might bode well for us if that's the case.